Book 3, Chapter 19. In the morning it was all over. The fiesta was finished. I woke about 9 o'clock, had a bath, dressed, and went downstairs. The square was empty and there were no people on the streets. A few children were picking up rocket sticks in the square. The cafes were just opening and the waiters were carrying out the comfortable white wicker chairs and arranging them around the marble-topped tables in the shade of the arcade. They were sweeping the streets and sprinkling them with a hose. I sat in one of the wicker chairs and leaned back comfortably. The waiter was in no hurry to come. The white paper announcements of the unloading of the bowls and the big schedules of special trains were still up on the pillars of the arcade. A waiter, wearing a blue apron, came out with a bucket of water and a cloth and commenced to tear down the notices, pulling the paper off in strips and washing and rubbing away the paper that stuck to the stone. The fiesta was over. I drank a coffee, and after a while Bill came over. I watched him come, walking across the square. He sat down at the table and ordered a coffee.
"Well," he said, "it's all over."
"Yes," I said, "when do you go?"
"I don't know. We better get a car, I think. Aren't you going back to Paris?"
"No, I can stay away another week. I think I'll go to San Sebastian."
"I want to get back."
"What's Mike going to do?"
"He's going to Saint-Jean-de-Luz."
"Let's get a car and all go as far as Bayonne. You can get the train up from there tonight."
"Good. Let's go after lunch."
"All right. I'll get the car." We had lunch and paid the bill. Montoya did not come near us. One of the maids brought the bill. The car was outside. The chauffeur piled and strapped the bags on top of the car and put them in beside him in the front seat, and we got in. The car went out of the square, along through the side streets, out under the trees and down the hill and away from Pamplona. It did not seem like a very long ride. Mike had a bottle of Fundador. I only took a couple of drinks. We came over the mountains and out of Spain, and down the white roads, and through the overfoliaged, wet, green Basque country, and finally into Bayonne. We left Bill's baggage at the station, and he bought a ticket to Paris. His train left at 7:10. We came out of the station. The car was standing out in front.
"What shall we do about the car?" Bill asked.
"Oh, bother the car," Mike said. "Let's just keep the car with us."
"All right," Bill said. "Where shall we go?"
"Let's go to Biarritz and have a drink."
"Old Mike the Spender," Bill said.